a third night of protests in Berkeley, California last night against grand jury decisions not to indict police in the killings of unarmed African-Americans Eric Garner and Michael Brown. More than 1,500 protesters blocked a major freeway for hours and stopped an Amtrak train after marching through the streets of the city. Reporter Dan Brecky has been following this story. He's with us from Here and Now contributing station KQED in San Francisco. Dan, welcome back.
Hey, Jeremy.
And tell us more about what happened at last night's protest.
Well, this is the largest in terms of numbers of the three nights, and people marched very peacefully from the UC Berkeley campus, University of California at Berkeley campus, down to Interstate 80, and after a face-off, managed to get around police and onto the freeway, and that was the main event of the evening.
How did they manage to do that? Interstate 80 is not a small freeway.
Well, it's not. You don't realize how much access there is to one of these major highways until you start to look at it and look at the creativity of the protesters in finding ways. So there are alternate ramps sometimes, pedestrian bridges. In this case, there is a long perimeter fence, just a simple chain link fence. And people got there and basically just took the fence down and went up on the highway.
Now, Berkeley is not at the center of any of these major grand jury decisions. Some people may be wondering why Berkeley? And we think, of course, it has a history of protests, especially at the university where there were anti-war demonstrations and free speech demonstrations in the 60s. But who organized these protests? Who was there? Was it students or just all kinds of people?
You know, there are a number of groups, and it's a little hard to get your arms around them. The one group that has been sort of outspoken is a left-wing group called By Any Means Necessary that's been active since the early 2000s, around 2004, after some violent protests in Oakland. They've been involved in Occupy Oakland. Occupy Oakland has a tradition of activism going back the last 3 years. They've gotten involved in this. And there is a lot of consciousness, and there's been a lot of protests on campus recently because of various issues there, especially a new round of tuition increases. So all of this sort of came together. There's been a steady series of protests going back 5 years. There have been a couple of very high-profile police shootings here that people are still angry about. And I think all of this just kind of gelled with this. But it really is appealing, I think, to the student population because these protests are beginning at the gateway to the university, literally.
And I know that there has been some criticism of how police have responded, reports of excessive force with these protesters using batons against demonstrators over the weekend. I know that your colleague, Tara Seiler, spoke with the Berkeley mayor, Tom Bates, and asked him if this weekend's police tactics were reasonable. Here's what he said.
They're an excellent force, police force, and one that to be proud of. And if somebody made a mistake or somebody stepped over the line and went too far, that's unfortunate, and we'll deal with that because we don't want to tolerate police violence.
Have there been reports from last night's protests of trouble between the police and the protesters?
No, it was pretty calm. I mean, I think there's a certain tension at that interface, and there always is when the protesters try with an aim to try to do one thing that the police and maybe the driving public don't want them to do, block a highway. So there is a tension there. But and there's a lot of name calling at yeah. that interface. But I don't think it was really it was nothing like the previous night or the first night Saturday.
Dan Brecky at KQED in San Francisco. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.